Long before the war between Ukrainian troops and pro-Russian separatists erupted, there were the gas wars. Moscow and Kiev have periodically fought over the price of natural gas that Ukraine buys from Russia. Twice, Russia has halted the flow of gas to Ukraine altogether, causing nationwide shortages. The Kremlin is once again threatening to cut off shipments of natural gas to Ukraine and hinting that fuel supplies to Europe could be disrupted as well. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
Russia says Ukraine still owes more than $2 billion in gas bills. It's been requiring Kiev to pay in advance for the fuel it's been burning this winter. This week, Alexei Miller, the head of Russia's giant state-run gas company, said Ukraine's prepayment was about to run out.
Украина не сделала своевременно новую предоплату за газ.
Miller said Russia would have to stop shipping gas to Ukraine in a matter of days. Why should Europe be affected if Ukraine doesn't pay its bills? When Russia cuts off gas supplies to Ukraine, it just reduces the amount of gas in the pipelines that cross Ukraine on their way to Europe. The gas that's allotted to Europe should keep flowing, but there's nothing to stop Ukraine from siphoning off the gas it needs. This is Alexander Novak, Russia's energy minister.
Since Ukraine doesn't have enough gas to fully cover its needs, there's a risk that it will snatch gas from the export pipeline.
The only way for Russia to prevent Ukraine from taking gas is to shut the pipeline down altogether. This has happened before, in 2006 and 2009, when many European countries had their gas supplies cut because Russia was punishing Ukraine. There's another element here. Russia is supporting separatists in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine temporarily cut off gas supplies to its eastern provinces, saying the pipelines had been damaged by fighting. Russia began shipping gas directly to the separatist areas, and President Vladimir Putin accused Ukraine of deliberately depriving the people there of heat.
Not only are they already going hungry, but cutting off these people's gas as well? What do you call that? It smells like genocide.
Russian officials now say they'll keep shipping gas to the separatist areas as a humanitarian gesture. Neither Putin nor the other Russian officials addressed the humanitarian implications of cutting off gas to the rest of Ukraine. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.